God's Road Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nybert. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Manowar Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nybert.
I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 46, and I've entitled this message, The Story of Every Man. Now, by every man, I do not mean every man without exception, but I do mean every believer. This is the story of every believer. The story of every man. Now, we read beginning in verse 46 of Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, in Luke's account, we read that he heard a great commotion, and he asked somebody what that commotion meant, and they told him, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. That's so significant. He was on his way to the cross. He'd gone through Jericho and was on his way to Jerusalem. He had set his face as a flint to go to the cross. But as he goes to the cross and he hears this cry from Bartimaeus, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, Bartimaeus, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered him and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now, this man, Bartimaeus, had saving faith. The Lord says to him at the end of this story, Thy faith hath saved thee. This man had saving faith. And if we have the faith of Bartimaeus, we will have the same faith as him, the faith that every believer possesses. Now let me give you seven things that we know about this man, Bartimaeus. And he serves as a type of every believer. That's why I entitled this message, The Story of Every Man, Every Believer. Number one, we know who his father was. His name was Bartimaeus, which means the son of Timaeus. You remember when Simon is called Simon Bar-Jonah? That means Simon the son of Jonah. Bartimaeus was the son of Timaeus. Timaeus in the Hebrew means unclean and defiled. He was the son of an unclean and defiled man. And he was born unclean and defiled. Now, with regard to every man, we know who their father is. Their father was Adam. And all fell in him. If you're a son of Adam, I know all I need to know about you. If I'm a son of Adam, I need to know all I need to know about myself. I'm defiled and unclean. I am a sinner. When Adam sinned, I sinned. When he fell, I fell. I was represented by my father Adam. What he did, I did. Bartimaeus was the son of a defiled and unclean man. He himself was defiled and unclean. And that's the same that is true about me and you, sons and daughters of Adam, defiled and unclean. Now we know that this man, Bartimaeus, was a blind man. He could not see. And it appears that he was blind from birth because he didn't ask to have his sight restored. He asked that he might receive his sight. Now when you're blind, you cannot see. The natural man cannot see who God really is. Oh, he has his concepts of God. Like a blind man might have concepts of what he thinks sight looks like that he's never seen. But he's never seen God. He's blind to who he really is. He's blind to his own sinfulness. Because he's blind to God's holiness, he's blind to his own sinfulness. And he's blind to the way of salvation. He thinks salvation's by works. He is blind. Bartimaeus was a blind man. And we know that Bartimaeus was poverty-stricken by his occupation. He was a beggar. A blind man in extreme poverty, and he had nothing to bring to the table. He was a beggar. There's no way he could be saved by works because he had nothing. He was a beggar. And the fourth thing that we know about this man is he could not work for a living. There wasn't anything he could do. He was a blind beggar, completely dependent upon the charity of others. Now that would describe you and I, unable to be saved by works. Do you hear that? Unable to be saved by works, completely dependent upon the charity of God. And with regard to this man, we know of one thing he possessed, a filthy garment he would cover himself in. You know, when he came to Christ, he took that thing and threw it away. Casting away his garment, he rose and came to Christ. But like him, we all have a filthy garment, our own righteousness that we suppose God could accept. But if we come to Christ, we will get rid of that thing. But you know what the most outstanding thing you can say about this blind beggar? He knew who Jesus was. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. He knew that this one they called Jesus of Nazareth was nobody less than the Son of David, the promised Messiah, God's Christ. And understand, that's what saving faith is. It's knowing who He is. Everybody, without exception, who knows who He is, believes on Him. They all have saving faith. And this man came for the right thing. Mercy. Jesus, thou Son of David. Now remember who he was. A blind man, the son of Timaeus, a defiled man. He was a beggar. He couldn't be saved by his works. He was blind. He couldn't see who God is by nature or himself. He had this filthy garment that he cast away when he came to Christ because he knew who Christ was, the Son of David, and he came for the right thing. He asked for mercy. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Now let me tell you something. The only time me or you will truly ask God for mercy is if our sin is all our fault. As long as I'm a victim, I'm not going to ask for mercy. I'm going to want justice. I'm going to want to be paid what really is due me. You know, when I hear people argue with the gospel, they say, how could it be fair for God to elect some and not elect everybody? How could it be fair for Christ to die only for the elect? I realize that person doesn't really believe they're a sinner. Because if you really believe you're a sinner, you believe your sin is all your fault and forgiveness is God's to give or to withhold. If you come up to God and say, you need to forgive me, I should be forgiven, why, that's not asking for mercy. That's not asking for forgiveness. If you come up to somebody that you sinned against and say, you need to forgive me, you don't come that way. You only come for forgiveness to a sovereign. And this is how he came. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. My sin's all my fault, and it's up to you to give it or to withhold it. That is how he came to Christ. Now, the Lord Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to die on the cross. He had passed through Jericho, and now he was on his way to Jerusalem. And there, sitting by the wayside begging, was a man by the name of Bartimaeus. We know who his father was. I know who my father is, Adam. And because of this, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I was born like Bartimaeus, the son of a defiled unclean man, making myself defiled and unclean. And as Bartimaeus sat at the highway side begging, he heard a commotion. Luke's account says, hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant when he heard that commotion. And someone said, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And as soon as he heard that, immediately he began to cry out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, I'm reading in between the lines here, but I know something like this happened because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Sometime during the course of this man's life, maybe every Sabbath day, he was led into the temple and heard the Scriptures read. And whenever the book of Isaiah was read, 5 different times in the book of Isaiah, it was said that the Messiah would give sight to the blind. Now, I'm sure the people that heard that thought, that's a good thing. I'm glad he does that. But I'll tell you, somebody that heard it differently was a blind person. Oh, that meant something to them. the Messiah would give sight to the blind. And this is how Bartimaeus identified the Messiah as one who gave sight to the blind. Now one day while he was sitting there at the highway begging, he heard about a mighty prophet by the name of Jesus of Nazareth who had given sight to the blind. And he knew at that moment, this man, this prophet, Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. He knew it. Only the Messiah could give sight to one who was born blind. And he said to himself, if he ever passes this way, I'm going to call for mercy. I'm going to cry for mercy. That's the Son of David. Well, one day he was sitting there and he hears this commotion and he asked the crowd what it meant. And they said, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he began to cry, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Now he was crying out of his sense of need, of mercy. Oh, how he needed mercy. Jesus, thou Son of David, he knew who he was. Other people might have said he was an imposter. Bartimaeus knew better than that. He knew he was the Messiah, God's Christ, the Son of David, David's Lord. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. Now, when you cry for mercy, you're going to be told to hold your peace. There are some things you need to do first before you get mercy. You need to get your life straightened out. You need to stop committing that sin and start doing that good thing. Don't be crying for mercy until you can come on the right footing, your merit. Then you can cry for mercy. Oh, the false sounds everyone will hear, the noise everyone will hear. But Bartimaeus was one of God's elect. And let me tell you something about God's elect. They must have mercy, and they will not stop seeking mercy. They told Bartimaeus to hold his peace. But you know what the scripture says about him? He cried the more. He cried the more. A great deal. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And verse 49 says, and Jesus stood still. Now, there was a great crowd following him, and many people were calling his name. I don't have any doubt about that. Maybe even saying good things about him. But our Lord was on his way to the cross. His hour had come. The reason the universe was created, the reason he came into this universe, was to die on the cross. And he was headed toward Jerusalem to die on the cross, to glorify his Father, to put away the sins of his people. He wasn't going to be stopped. And all kinds of people were calling his name, but on he moved. But all of a sudden, he hears this cry for mercy, and Jesus stood still. You know, this is what gets his attention. This is what causes him to stand still. This is the cry he hears, the cry for mercy. Now, you can make all kinds of promises to him about all the good things you'll do, if he'll do this, if he'll respond to this. He's not going to hear it. He's going to keep going. But if you or I, like Bartimaeus, cry for mercy, pure, free mercy, he hears. Jesus stood still. Let me tell you something about the Lord Jesus Christ. He delights in mercy. He loves to give his glorious sovereign mercy to sinners who have nothing to bring to the table. If you have nothing to bring to the table, if you're blind and poor like Bartimaeus, cry out for mercy. He delights in mercy. That's who he is. He loves to have mercy on sinners. Now you come claiming merit, He'll send you away. He won't hear you. You come making all these promises about what you're going to do, you might as well shut up. He doesn't hear it. But if you cry for mercy, oh, He hears. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. You see, when the Lord speaks, it's always a command. That's because who He is. He doesn't ask for permission. He commands. And Jesus commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee." And what is said of Bartimaeus at this time? Verse 50. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Now, as I said previously, this was his only possession, a garment. No doubt it was filthy, probably dry rotted, but it was the only possession that he had, and it was his covering. This is what he covered himself with. This was his security, his garment. There's a scripture in Proverbs 28:13 that says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Now, that verse of scripture used to trouble me quite a bit. It seemed to say that if my sin was not first forsaken, I would not be given mercy. I need to first forsake my sin and not commit it anymore, and then and only then will I find mercy. Now, don't misunderstand me. Everybody ought to confess their sin, and everybody ought to forsake their sin. But if that means you will not find mercy until you properly confess and forsake your sin, then you won't have any mercy, and neither will I. But one of the reasons I love the King James Version, if a word is not in the original, it's always put in italics. And the word "them" is not in the original, it's placed there in italics. "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy." He confesses his sin and he forsakes this thing of seeking to cover them. Now that is what Bartimaeus did. He got rid of that filthy covering. And he arose and he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you come to Christ, one thing you will do, you will get rid of your covering. You will get rid of that filthy garment of your righteousness, seeing it will do you no good. The first thing that Bartimaeus did is he cast that thing off of himself, and he came to Jesus in verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Now understand, salvation is what he does. He said, "What wilt thou that I should do?" Now my only hope is not in anything but what he does. You see, in this thing of salvation, it's all what he does. He stood as the surety of God's people before time began. He came in the flesh and kept the law for them. He died for their sins and put them away. He was raised again for their justification. He went back to glory as their representative. He's coming again as their mighty king, and salvation is what he does. It's not what you do. Understand that. It's not what you do. It's what he does. "What shall I do unto thee?" And the blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." What is it that Bartimaeus did not have? Sight. What is it that Bartimaeus could not do? See. He asked the Lord to do to him what he could not do for himself or to himself. He asked that he might receive as the gift of God's grace, oh, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now notice the Lord says, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now why does the Lord put such emphasis on faith? Because it wasn't Bartimaeus' faith that made him whole, it was Christ who made him whole. Bartimaeus' faith didn't die for his sins, Christ died for his sins. Bartimaeus' faith didn't keep the law, Christ kept the law. So why does the Lord place such great honor and emphasis on faith? Because faith rests wholly in him. Faith gives him all the glory. That's saving faith. It looks to Christ only, and he says, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith has saved thee. This is saving faith, that which looks to Christ only. Go thy way. You've been set free. Go your way. Do what you want to. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately, this wasn't gradual, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now when the Lord said, go thy way, his way was to follow Jesus in the way. That's what he wanted to do. And that's the glorious thing about the gospel. Trust Christ and do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. You know, if the Lord's done something for you, what you want to do is to follow Jesus in the way. He gives you a new want to. That's what Bartimaeus now wanted to do. And I love to think about this. The first face he ever saw was the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. He followed Jesus in the way. Now that is the story of every man. That's the story of every believer. May the Lord be pleased to make this real to me and you. This is Todd Nybert, praying that God will be pleased to make himself known to you, just like he did to Bartimaeus. Amen.
To receive a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to todd.nybert@gmail.com, or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.